Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that a lot of sisters often bring up. And this is a question regarding the conditions of the believers in paradise. Sometimes sisters ask us, well, all of the descriptions of the believers and their states in paradise all are all about men. For example, men are going to get this, men are going to get that. And it doesn't mention anything about the blessings and rewards that women are going to get. To be more specific, sisters ask us, in the Quran it says that, men are going to be rewarded with hur. But it doesn't necessarily say anything about what women are going to get. Are they going to be also be given beautiful spouses and concubines in heaven or not? And if not, then isn't this a discriminatory practice against women? What's the answer to this question? So in order to answer this question, in general, first of all, in Islam, there is no difference between men and women as far as the potential that they have to reach perfection, spiritual perfection, right? Both men and women, both of them in Islam, have been given. God has given both genders the ability and the capability to achieve spiritual perfection. And if they perform their religious duties and are obedient to God, they can achieve the spiritual perfection. There's no difference between men and women from this point of view. This is a general principle within Islam. At the same time, in heaven, we know as general that people will be given whatever they desire, all of the rewards and blessings that they want and they desire. So there's no reason to believe that a certain blessing would be specifically allotted to men and not women. Now, specifically related to the question of the Hura'in, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, one verse in the Holy Quran says this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. For them, there are purified spouses. Now here, the pronoun hum in the word lahum, this refers to the people who abide in heaven, regardless of whether they are men or women. It's not specifically related to men. It doesn't specifically refer to the men. At the same time, the word azwaj in Arabic is the plural of zoj. And this word zoj, it refers to spouse. It's not specifically referred to a wife. It is not the word azwaj is not the plural of zoja, which means wife. It's the plural of zoj, which means spouse. That spouse could be a man or it could be a woman. It could be a wife. It could be a husband, right? So there's no reason to say that this verse is specifically related to men, and that men will be given beautiful spouses, whereas the women will not be given such a blessing. Another way that we can answer this question is by referring to another verse of the Holy Quran, which says, "Wazawajnahum bihurain." Right. So, in this verse, it's necessary to analyze this verse and see what the word hurain is. When we analyze this from a linguistic point of view, we say that the word hur is the plural of ahwar and also the plural of hawra. The word ahwar means a man with a beautiful black eyes, and the word hawra refers to a woman with beautiful black eyes. And at the same time, the word in is the plural of ayun, which means a man with big eyes, and also the plural of Aina, which refers to a woman with big eyes and big beautiful eyes. So there's no reason to say that this word specifically refers to wives and not husbands. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.